Praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord bless you.
I
wish we had the time to do revision. But we welcome all of our visitors and all those that are listening and watching. It is our prayer that the Holy Spirit will touch you, that you will be transformed and renewed in the name of Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. We're talking about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit entered into me when he spake to me. The Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me upon my feet, that I heard him that spake unto me. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Holy Spirit speaks. We can hear him when he speaks. The book of Acts chapter 20 verse 28 says, take heed to yourself.
It
says, take heed to yourself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood. Let's go to verse 29. He said, for I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Verse 30, please. Also of your own selves men shall arise speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Verse 31. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Listen, church, you need to be spiritual. You need to hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Because verse 29, can you go there? Verse 29, it says, I know that grievous wolves will enter among you, not sparing the flock. I know that grievous wolves, men with bad intentions, who will draw you away from God. Verse 30 gives us a very clear picture. It says, men will arise even among yourselves speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. To be a pastor is not a popularity contest. I'm not preaching for popularity. I'm not interested. There are a lot of platforms I could be popular. But my intent this morning and anytime is to preach the truth. When the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, enter into you, you will change. Good things will come into your life. We are influenced, all of us. The question is, what is it that is influencing you? When we were growing up, you will hear the advert on radio. They were advertising towards Easter. We are going to Easter now. The influence of alcohol. The influence of alcohol in destroying human lives. And so they will be talking to people that do not be influenced. But I want to say today, may the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, influence you this morning. Look, we are teaching on the cost of tithing and giving. Luke 6:38 says, give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you made with all, it shall be measured to you again. With the same measure.
that you use. It will be measured back to you. Life is about seeds. I said life is about seeds. Your life is a seed. You sow daily. The company of people you keep, they are sowing into your life. You are sowing into their life. I always say, show me your friends. I will tell you what the end of your life will be. I will tell you. The company you keep, what you listen to, what you watch, has a tremendous impact to where you will be. So when we come to church, we should understand that we sow our life, we give ourselves, that the best of this life will come into our life. I've got quite a lot of points, and I have the intent to finish them. Number one, there is nothing you can do without the Holy Spirit. We are led by the Spirit. And the Bible says, if you are led by the Spirit, you will not fulfill the desire of the flesh. Giving, we are led. It depends which spirit is in you. If the Spirit of Christ is in you, Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. You will either love the other or hate the other. But you can't serve two of them. I'll try to prove it to you. And we'll continue next week teaching about stewardship. If you struggle with tithing and offering, you do not have the Spirit of Christ, but the Spirit of the world. Let me repeat it. If you struggle with giving the tithe, paying your tithe, giving your offering, you do not have the Spirit of Christ. Okay, the Spirit of Christ is the Spirit of the cross. It's the Spirit of suffering, losing, sacrificing, suffering, and dying. Losing, suffering, sacrificing, and dying. That is the Spirit of Christ. Cannot come to church with a mindset that I'm just going to sit. No. If the people were singing here, were to check how many hours they put just to come and sing. Oh, it's losing. They should be spending time with friends. Oh, we come early. The chair you are sitting on have been cleaned for you. Somebody did it. Somebody took their time. Some of us are blessed. Somebody fetched us from our house. Oh, it's losing. It's sacrificing. You cannot say you have the Spirit of Christ and you complain when you say pay the tithe. I will talk about the natural things. We have facilities. Beautiful facilities. This facility doesn't run on free. There's no RDP here. I don't know you understand. There's nothing for free. Oh, try it. Somebody says, oh, pastors, open a church and run it. We will learn from you. I said, if you are not giving tithes, you have no Spirit of Christ. We have the Spirit of the world. 1 John 2:15 to 17. Do not love the world. We know that you love the world when you don't give your tithe. Because your tithe and offerings are used for your personal use. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Listen, it's not me. The Bible says the love of the Father is not in you. We know. We don't have to be told. We know you are captured. The Guptas are not in it. It's just you are captured by the powers and the principalities, by the wicked spirit of this world. The Bible says, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. If we had the time, we'll talk about the lust of the flesh. But we don't have time. The lust of the flesh. The lust of the eye. Pride of life. It's not of the Father.
Yeah.
Some things are easy to detect. When you are buying clothes, when you are dressing up, all the three spirits manifest. Yes. It says it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Number two, we are teaching on Matetes, the year of a disciple. We are discipling you. For the kingdom to move forward, you have to lose, you have to suffer, you have to sacrifice, you have to give everything. We don't give in the morning, and in the evening we don't give. The Bible says, in the morning, sow your seed. In the evening, do not withhold your hand. Oh, we are talking prosperity here. Power. Number two. Caleb had the Holy Spirit, who is different from the spirit of the world. Caleb loved the Lord. I pray that the grace and the spirit of Caleb will come upon you. Numbers 14:24. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit in him, he has followed me fully. Caleb, my servant, has followed me fully. Now we are half-hearted followers. I said, live long, let's live long. I'll prove it to you. Live your life. Live, come to church. Don't support the work. Oh, your time will come. Yes. We're talking about sowing. We're talking about seeds. We're talking about your goodwill. Do not be deceived. Man will reap what he has sown. My life, I got born again. My life was sown in the church, or was sown into Christ as a 16-year-old. Oh, it's profiting. It's working for me. I'm not perfect. I'm getting my way right. But having stayed longer, I can see it coming to pass. Grace to you. I said, Caleb, love the Lord. And the Bible says, but my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit, because he has a Holy Spirit, he followed me fully. Number three, tithes and offerings must cost you. You must feel it. I will not give to the Lord what cost me nothing. Listen, you can't move forward. You want a degree? You are studying? You are serious? It will cost you. You can't go and drink beer, womanize, party, and at the same time pass. You have to make up your mind. I'm here to study. I'm going to study. I need some discipline. I need some what? Discipline. When friends are saying, we are going out, the temptation is there. You say, go well, I'll see you. You better go and sleep so that you can wake up at night, so that you can read. Then you will pass. Oh, you have all the life before you. Don't waste it now. Your life. The things that you do from 13 to 25 plays a major role what you will be in life. All these young girls who are sleeping everywhere, oh, it will show. Yeah. You will soon look older than your grandmother. Oh, it's not a joke. You will see it. Boys who are sleeping around. Mr. Six Pack.
That is Six Pack.
We will watch you. We'll watch you. You'll be Brad Joe just now. We're now holy.
You don't grow.
May the Lord have mercy. Tithes must cost you. Giving must cost you. Coming to church must cost you. It's not. You can't come to church and just sit and it doesn't affect you. It costs us our behavior. We change. Tithes and offering must cost you. 2 Samuel 24:24. David said, I will not give to the Lord what cost me nothing. That's why you don't have much. Because you never give anything. Yes. People are coming, they are giving their time. They are giving their money. They have given their life. They are here early. They are the last one to leave. When?
You.
Big mouth. Criticize. Come, let's see. Number 4. Make it a principle that you will not appear before the Lord empty-handed. It should be your decision for you, for your children. Make that decision. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can you say it? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Can you say, as for me and my money, we will serve the Lord. Yeah. I just need to check your account. How much have you spent? How much do you spend?
Oh,
you don't know. Make it a principle. Deuteronomy 16:16. The last part of the verse. It says, make sure that no one appears before the Lord empty-handed. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed. You must learn the principle to have something to give. I try to teach this as many times as I can. When you visit, have something. Yes.
Hey.
You are going to see your mother-in-law. You are going to see your father-in-law. Oh, look for some small gifts. Appreciate. Put some 50 rand, 100 rand, 200. Bless you. It's a good principle. There's no amen.
Amen.
These people are basantata.
But what they no longer love me.
There is a song we used to sing. What does the song
people's
say?
Love end.
Help me. Litando. Yes, sing the song. Let's hear. Tando lavando. How is it like? They love you in the morning, in the afternoon. They've changed. The Bible says Jesus did not give himself to the people. For he knew the evil that is in their hearts. Just sing for us. Remind us the song.
Labantulungane. Labantulungane. Useshuluya pela. Uthandolunga.
Utandolunga. I like the one.
La bantu luna.
Listen.
Teleja.
people change.
Batho ba fetoga.
Yes. I'll prove it to you.
Tlo lo bontsha.
Oh. Now you are nice.
A dumela ga botse.
Oh, we change.
Ra fetoga.
Listen, when I came to church, I had my whole hair.
Ke be ke da miri ya ka ka mogai felletse.
Hey, 2010 has come.
2010.
They built the stadium. I was not aware it was my hair they were taking away. Things change. The love of people for God. They've made it conditional. Number five. You are expected to give as you are able. I said, you are expected. Can you tell your neighbor, you are expected to give as you are able. Yes. We are different. We are not the same. Everybody is expected to give as he is able. Yes.
Hey.
Deuteronomy 16, 17. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord, your God, which he has given to you. You have been blessed. Look at your neighbor and say, you are blessed. Tell your neighbor, you are blessed. Look how you are dressed. Oh, look at the hairstyle. My man, I'm telling you. Look at the shirt. Look at the dress. The necklace. The necklace. We know that you are not a poor person. Look at the mobile phone. The cell phone. You are realizing that with my masangu. And I'm the senior pastor with my mother. You know, somebody was asking, how old is your phone? You know, I realized where they were going. So I said, my phone is working. Leave my phone alone. I said, my phone is 6 years old. And I'm happy with it. It's working. My phone is not an extension of me. It's an instrument I use for communication. And it's able to do the work now.
Let's leave people's things.
Before
they get angry at us.
Verse number six. Believe in the sufficiency and the provision and the abundant supply of God. Do not trust yourself. The greatest mistake that most of us make, we trust ourselves. Tell your neighbor, me, I trust myself. Somebody said to me, I'm self-made. All that I have is me. Say, I worked. I went to school. I graduated. I've been working. Wow, you are powerful.
Oh,
life can humble you. Very quick.
That speed.
Yeah. You can be humbled. You'll be humbled. You'll be humbled. You will go and seek for prayers everywhere. Making all manner of prayers and not working. May the Lord have mercy. I said, believe in the sufficiency, provisions, and the abundant supply of God. Don't trust yourself. Don't be a fool. Fools trust in their strength. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 to 10. And God is able to make all grace to abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. Now may he who supplies the seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed we have sown. Your prosperity and my prosperity is dependent on the seed we are sowing. Somebody was talking. I said to the person, me, Vincent,
Lord,
I am surviving by my offering, by my seeds. Yes. I say, my bread, my seeds are sown. They are everywhere. I have a basic principle that I try to teach, but people never get it. Give to everybody else. Don't borrow. Give to everybody. Don't borrow. Did you hear what I said? Give what? Everybody must owe you. Yes. Giving is not only in money. I sow my time. I sow my life. I give the best of what I am. There are very few people who have encountered me and have not encountered my children. It's very rare. The person has a demon. I'm being honest. There's no one who have really encountered me and has not encountered my generosity. It is intentional. Yeah. If Christ died, even though I'm tired, I'll give you my time. Yes.
Hey.
Oh, I've taken people to school. I started this, I was still a young boy. I went to church. I found a young girl. When I look at the girl, I used to bus people from the village. When I look at the girl, she looked more impoverished than any other person. The dress, everything. I spoke to that young girl. And I even realized that she didn't even have a school uniform. I took it upon myself to buy the school uniform and the shoes. Some panties. I've never stopped. I don't need to be paid. No.
Wow.
People don't understand generosity of God. I say, people do not. The first money I received, I received it from a stranger, a person who's not born again, but the person who's spiritual, who understood I'm a man of God. You get it? I always laugh at people. I say, oh, you don't know this God.
It
will shock you. Be generous. Tell your neighbor, be generous. Yes. There are very few people. I may not give you money, but I'll give you what I have. I'm like Peter. What I have. I may not have silver and gold. As of now. But what I have, I will give to you. Yes. I said to you, believe in the sufficiency of God. Let's talk about how many points these ones who are going to run. We're going to have communion for those that are listening on radio. Please have a piece of bread, a glass of wine, communion wine, monies, grape juice, water, a glass of water. That will do. And at the end, we are going to take an offering. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you know how difficult it is to be a pastor? Because you depend on the offering. Jesus. Oh, you don't know.
Hey, we are being insulted.
You're
eating people's
over the riches of a man.
Who must we eat?
Can you ask your neighbor, who's offering? No, ask your neighbor, who's offering my So you understand. You have never given an offering, so let it not be a deal. Praise the Lord. Not that I'm soliciting for it. Paul said, I'm doing this that your account may be credited. Yes. Galatians 6:6. It's very clear. Put it there on the screen.
So that I can
see. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. In all what? In all good things. Okay. Tithing and offerings. I want you to get the understanding how the kingdom works. How many points? It's a lot. 12. But we'll do them in the next coming 5 to 10 minutes. Number one. Tithing and offering is a sacrifice. The first thing that Noah did when he came out of the ark, he built an altar to the Lord. Use your offerings as a form of worship to God. Money that we work for, the things that we have represent the person that you are. Do you understand? When I do something nice, the girls look very nice with red dresses. Valentine's Day.
Valentine.
Tomorrow. You get it? Tomorrow. It will be 2x2. They are already saying to the brothers, you must be generous. Look at us. You get it? And maybe tomorrow others, it will be... Jesus, have mercy. Listen, life is about sacrifices. To marry my wife is a sacrifice. Oh, women are a full load. You work. You toil. And after you have worked and toiled, you haven't started. The woman comes with another project. One man said, I built you a house. I gave you a car. 5 children. What more do you want? The woman said, I want you. Tell your neighbor, there is a sacrifice for everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 20.
Genesis 8, 20.
It says, and Noah built an altar to the Lord. Through a sacrifice. And he sacrificed unto the Lord. Noah gave an offering that triggered a blessing. People don't understand this part. That every time you give, you are triggering a blessing. Noah triggered a blessing. When Noah triggered a blessing, God said, from today, I will no longer again destroy the world the way it has been done before. Can you tell your neighbor your sacrifice can and will trigger a blessing? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number two. Tithing is a form of worship. Tithing and offering. It shows where your heart is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The offering changes the punishment of God upon the heart because of the worship that Noah gave. And God said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and winter, day and night shall not cease. Your offering will change your situation. You cannot give and remain the same. Don't allow your feelings and emotions to be a reason for your giving. Giving is a prerequisite and is required for a disciple. All disciples, good disciples, they give. I was sharing with some people yesterday. And all the clothes that I was putting on, people bought them for me. I said, I didn't choose them. God chose them. I learned many years ago when the youth bought me some clothes. I didn't want to put them on. And the Holy Spirit said, you must put them on. When I came to church, half of the males in the church, two, three guys, they had the same shirt. I felt so awkward that day. You get it? Hey. He says, no, enjoy.
But I see.
That's what I'm giving to you. You get it? Yeah.
Hey.
Sit time and harvest. Well, not sit. What number were we? Number three. Number four.
Number
everything that God created has a seat in it. For those who are earning his salary, for those who are getting pocket money, for those who are getting allowances, let me teach you a basic principle in life. Everything that you have has a seat in it. I've seen people eat the seat.
Yeah.
They eat the seat. Or they throw the seed away. They become poorer. Can you tell them, don't eat the seed? Please. It's the seed that gives after their own kind. The seed that gives after their own kind. The miracle is in the seed. Can you tell them about the miracle? It's in what you give, not what you keep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All of us already have the seed. The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 28-29.
Genesis 1, 28-29.
God was saying, be fruitful. Fill the earth. Subdue it. Have dominion over it. Over the birds. Over the fish. He says, I've given you every herb that yields seeds. Tell your neighbor, I already have the seed. You have to learn to give. Oh, I've given. And I continue to give. My seeds are everywhere. I was saying to somebody, I'm enjoying my sowing. And the harvest. Let me tell you something that happened by accident. Many years ago, as a young boy, I started working. I worked very young. I was still very young when I started working. And somebody came to our employment to sell us insurance. You know, insurance products. So I bought some few insurance products. I kept them. I never stopped them. I paid. Then this guy will come every year. He comes. And every time he comes, he encourages, take another. Because I didn't know that he's earning his money from selling to me. But I buy. I have too many overheads. So I say, it will not hurt to save my money. Oh, you know when the joy started? I think 2012, 2013, 2014. The money, all those products, they started to pay.
20,000.
50,000.
100,000.
Hey!
I said,
oh, this was a good idea. Even though at some stage I felt like, let me cancel this thing. You get the idea? I've been enjoying it ever since. And now I have learned. Now I'm doing it intentionally. When I'm 70, there must be some money. When I'm 75, there must be some money. When I'm 80, there must be some money. When I'm 85, when I'm
90,
I'm thinking ahead. I'm sowing my seeds. You are eating yours. Leave me alone. If you cannot postpone gratification now, you'll be poor tomorrow. There's no amen. It is well. I think others, I don't know which group is watching online, so I could call their name and say, it's campus.
It's campus.
But maybe the pastor is preaching there. I don't know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number, what number are we? Number five. Sowing seeds. Will set you online to be blessed of the Lord. Your blessing is in your obedience. Don't be angry. Don't be angry. Tell your neighbor, don't be angry. If you do well, you will prosper. Genesis 4, verse 3 and to 6.
Genesis 4, 3 to 6.
And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruits of the ground to the Lord. And Abel also brought the firstborn of his flocks and of their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Can you say to your neighbor, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do, if you do well, will you not be accepted? May the Lord have mercy. Tell your neighbor, don't be jealous. Don't be angry. Change. Dingame.
Stingy people.
They have a tendency to accuse everybody else. Yeah, I was saying to somebody, I've been giving from 16 years. I learned the principle until now. Yeah.
Hey.
To get this building, I didn't know. The Lord said to me, buy a roof for another church. I was naive. The amount for the roof
ate
all the money we had. When I told one of our elders that the money of the church is finished, I bought the roof for another church. No! Hey. You must never. I said, when the Holy Spirit called me, you were not there. I have asked you to come and help me. Buying a roof for another church is not buying myself a car. I didn't build my own house. I bought a building roof for another church building. Which has nothing to do with that. I've never been to that church. Not once. I know it's in Orange Farm. Where I don't know. Yes.
Hey.
It was the Holy Spirit.
He
said, buy. And the Lord said, I'll give you your building. I have this building. There was no fundraising here.
There was no fundraising.
20,000.
10,000.
5,000. 2,000. 1,000
rand.
10 rand.
List.
You're
taking our money.
The building is here. Praise the Lord. Believe the Lord. And you will prosper. Believe his prophets. Believe the Lord. You will be established. Believe his prophets. You will prosper. Our time is not on my side. Number six. God is your breakthrough and your release. God always will enable you to do more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 9. But I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go.
No,
not even by a mighty hand. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 19, my dear. Verse 19, not 9. And I am sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go.
No,
not by a mighty hand. Not by a mighty hand. Breakthrough doesn't come by hard work. There are a lot of people working hard. All business people who are billionaires. If you sit and you listen to them, it's not hard work. It's grace. It's favor. Something tipped. And everything fell into place. I'm a pastor here. I recognize there were people who preached before me. Some of them I know their name. They suffered for many years. When the Lord spoke to me many years ago, when our church broke through, the Lord reminded me, you are not the first one to preach. And he said to me, pay pensions for the old pastors. Pay these people.
Yes.
Hey. So we take care of the old pastors. Some of them, not everybody. Yes.
Hey.
We've been doing it ever since. When the Lord spoke to me, don't be delusional. It's not your power. Others have been laboring. They were ahead of you. It's like somebody who's now the first CEO of whatever big company. Say, oh, I'm the best. They interviewed me. I look at you. I say, you don't know. People have died fighting for a black man to run companies. So don't come and tell us I'm from Vets. Vets a foot. It has nothing to do with Vets.
I am an affiliate of Vets.
Yes.
Hey.
It could be any other person. Yes.
Hey.
It could be any other person. Don't tell us, oh, I'm a chief director because I've got a master's and a doctorate.
In a lay master's of a doctorate.
You will not be employed.
Goes out here.
Have people not died?
Give to us
oh, people have given their life.
I try film a parable
that you should see. We are in the city center.
Remote are you
oh, you will not be here. You don't know that people who hate to see you in town. They pass rules and regulations. That if you are in town, you must be putting on blue overalls. You must have a tag around your neck to prove that you are at the office, you are working. Now you are telling us, you, I'm a hard worker. You are mad. Something is wrong with you. Maybe other countries, I don't know. But here in
South Africa,
I am very aware. I am here. It's God's grace. But the labor, the sweat of many who were never paid. Yes.
Hey.
Don't ever come and tell us, oh, it's my education. I can show you a lot of people who are better educated than you.
You
can't even believe they've gone to school. Tell your neighbor, it's by the grace of God. Stop this thing of yours. Yes, it's by the grace of God. I said to somebody, get sick. Let's see if you are powerful. Get sick. You see, sickness. Oh, sickness will humble you. Your money will finish. Hospital. Your money. They will chew it. Within a week. Half a million.
Million.
Down the drain. You will use the money to finish. Finish. And they will ask you, can you go home? Go home. Go and die. We got the money. We don't do things for free. That's the day you will realize. I've taken care of pastors.
Who
have been very sick. I took them to hospital. I used all the connections I had. Oh, doctors that I know. I forced them to do missionary work. Yes, I tell them, you're going to school. Pay. Can you tell your neighbor, we will not pay? Oh, we are serving the Lord. No, I'm serving the Lord. Anyway, there's no amen.
I want amen.
May the Lord have mercy. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We exalt your name. We thank you for the time we have had that sits determined the quality of the life that we will have. I pray for every man, woman, and child in this place that by the power of your Holy Spirit, O God, may you turn our hearts towards you. May pride never take us over. May we never become foolish and think out of our own wisdom, out of our own strength, out of our own ability, we have what we have. Father, we pray, we humble ourselves before you, even today, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every man, woman, and child listening to me on radio or watching, or even here at the auditorium, that Father, may we be humble to recognize that we have no power to sustain our own life. But Father, you are the one who have given us the grace, the privilege, Father, to work, the privilege to have homes, to have children. We are grateful, Father, this morning in the name of